Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you the true and deeply human story of a woman's faith and devotion. Our star is that popular and charming actress of stage and radio, Shirley Booth. For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. They have the pride of craftsmen in their name, H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, Hallmark. That's why Hallmark cards are the kind of cards you can be proud to send, proud to receive. So when you want to send the very finest, look on the back for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. To be doubly sure, always look in the back of the card you choose for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Now to preside over our program this evening, here's our regular master of ceremonies, the young Broadway actor and producer, Richard Calmer.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we bring you the story of a marriage. A story set in the granite hills of Vermont, where people take a rugged pride in concealing what is deepest in their hearts. Tonight, you will meet an extraordinary woman. To play her part, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards have chosen an extraordinary actress, known for her vivid characterizations, her humor, and her fine dramatic talents. She has been seen on Broadway as Ruth in My Sister Eileen, Elizabeth in Philadelphia Story, and the lead in Tomorrow the World. Incidentally, she happens to be one of my favorite stars, Shirley Booth.
Thank you, Dick. It's nice of you.
Calls to Newcastle, Shirley. I couldn't say anything about your talents. The public doesn't know.
Dick, do you by any chance write those nice messages on the Hallmark greeting card?
Oh, no. Why do you ask?
You always say the correct and appropriate thing.
Lady, I am susceptible to flattery.
That's what I counted on. But, Dick, it's good to be here, and I'm enchanted with the part of Paulina. She reminds me of something I read not long ago in the Reader's Digest.
What was that?
Oh, a little bit of wisdom by Oscar Wilde. It really sums up our story. He said, men always want to be a woman's first love, but women have more subtle instincts. They like to be a man's last romance.
That's right on target for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards take pleasure in presenting on the Reader's Digest radio edition, Shirley Booth in The Story of One Woman's Love, Uncle Buys Two Wives.
She wasn't really my aunt. She was married to my Uncle By, but everybody in town called her Aunt Paulina. And up in Vermont, that was just about the best thing you could call anyone. It all began the summer Lucy Smith visited them. We thought Lucy was silly, but Uncle By used to take her driving. Lucy stayed a month. And then finally, Uncle By took her to the station.
That you, By?
Sure, it's me. Who'd you think?
Oh, I didn't hear your whistle. Did Lucy get off safely?
Yeah, I expect so. The conductor said he'd look after her. Say, you know, I got to get that rear axle fixed. It's splitting on me.
I declare, By, I don't know whether we've done right, letting that girl go down to Hartford to a job all alone.
Well, I reckon Lucy can take care of herself, Paulina.
Well, that's just like a man taking things for granted.
Well, you always manage to stand on your own feet.
Well, Lucy's a sight younger than I am, and a good deal prettier. You liked her, too. I used to hear you laughing together. And you said it was good to hear the piano played again.
See my tobacco pouch, Paulina?
It's on the stove in the kitchen. Well, we'll just have to go down to Hartford once in a while, that's all.
Paulina, I think I'll walk over to Sam's and see how his mare is doing. She's in foal.
My goodness, you're a restless Bye. If you ask me, they've been working you too hard down at the mill. Those late hours.
That's my job.
Yes, I know. But I was thinking it would be nice if we just sit here for an evening. The children are in bed. We'd have the house to ourselves. It's a long time since we had a quiet evening like that, Rye. Just the two of us together.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Well, I guess you'd better go on over to Sam's if it's on your mind. The walk will do you good.
Paulina.
Yes?
How much money have we got in the teapot?
Oh, man alive. I don't count it until they collect for the church benefit. You need some?
No, not exactly.
You know what we agreed about the teapot money. We just keep adding to it, and if one or the other of us needed it, we could take it.
Well, I just asked how much was in it.
I'm hoping it's a lot. I'd be right proud to make a good contribution this year. They're buying books for the Sunday school. And that's about the most important thing in the world, books.
Well, you make the contribution, Paulina. I don't need it.
Bye. You're not in any trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble would I be in?
Oh, I reckon you'd never be in trouble, Bye, but maybe you'd want to help somebody out. If you did, that'd be more important than books, wouldn't it? When you come in, don't wake the children. I'll leave some pie on the kitchen table for you.
Folks in our town didn't pull down the shades early or lock the doors. And I can remember walking past Aunt Polina's house of an evening and seeing her sitting in her rocker beside the center table, sewing. It seemed to me that Aunt Polina was doing a lot of sewing that summer. But you wouldn't dare say that to Aunt Polina. Cousin Ruth was about the only one who'd say what came into her head.
Hello, Paulina.
My, you look busy. Come right in, Ruth. I'm just mending these shirts.
Where's Barry?
Working late at the mill. I have an order, extra order to get out.
Paulina, I just have to talk to you.
Well, sit down while I turn this cuff.
That Bye shirt?
Of course.
Paulina, I'm just going to have to say it or I'll burst.
Say what?
Don't you know what folks in this town are saying?
Oh, goodness, no. They're always talking, Ruth. Last week it was who set fire to the miller's barn. The week before it was the new teachers getting engaged. If I listened to it all, I'd never get my work done.
Then it's my duty, Paulina. I'll have to tell you.
Ruth, you don't have to tell me anything. I reckon you've come over about the contribution to the church benefit. It's right there in that teapot on the shelf. You count it while I finish up the sleeve. Then I'd like to ask you to help me with a hemline. I'm fixing over my rose silk for the benefit.
Paulina, you've got to listen. It's all over town.
Is it?
You do know?
Maybe you'd better say what you're trying to, Ruth. It'll make you feel better. Then we can get on with the collection money.
Well, Jess heard it from the men at the mill. But I heard it at the sewing circle, the one you missed when the baby was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Paulina, Will Watkins has seen Bye down at Hartford. Not once, but several times. And he was with
If you're trying to tell me Bye's going down to Hartford to see Lucy, you save your breath. I know it.
You know it?
Certainly. Who'd be looking after her if Bye and I didn't?
But Red Star Tavern's a funny place to be looking after her.
It's better she goes there with Bye than somebody we don't know anything about.
Yes, I guess it is. But the way folks talk...
They always talk. But I don't expect it from my own kids.
Well, I was so worried, I didn't know how to tell you.
Well, you don't have to worry anymore. You know the truth now. And that can't hurt anybody. Now, get the teapot down, will you, Ruth? That blue one on the shelf up there?
Sure. This one?
Yes. We can't use it for tea because of the crack, so we use it for savings. I reckon I couldn't keep house without that.
Paulina, are you sure you mean this teapot?
Of course I'm sure. What's the matter?
You better look for yourself.
Well, it's empty.
Did you think there was anything in it?
Yes. No. That is... I must have forgotten. We talked about it the other night. Oh, that was stupid of me. Real stupid. I'll be over with the money tomorrow, Ruth. Just put the teapot back on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. always walked with her head high. But the next day, well, I guess it must have been the wings on her hat that made her look so straight and tall. She waved to me as she got on the train. I remember wondering why Aunt Polina would go all the way to Hartford.
Is this where Miss Lucy Smith boards?
Yes, it is, but she's not home now.
I wonder if I could wait for her. I've come quite a way to see her.
I don't usually let rumors callers use my private parlor.
Then perhaps you can tell me when she's expected and I'll come back.
She'll be in right after work. Are you a relative of hers?
I'm a friend. An old friend.
Then maybe you better come in.
Thank you.
As I say, I don't like visitors waiting around, but maybe it's good you're here.
Why do you say that?
Well, now, I don't like to be talking behind people's backs.
Neither do I.
But I do say you look like the kind of a person Miss Lucy needs. Somebody ought to be looking out for her, wearing those fancy clothes and going out with a man old enough to...
Isn't that a set of Fenimore Cooper on your table?
I reckon it is.
Would you mind if I looked at it? I was brought up on those Indian stories.
Go right ahead. The Police Gazette's there, too, if you like that better.
Oh, thank you. The books will do.
She ought to be home pretty soon. Oh, that's her now. The only one in the house who forgets the key or loses it. But I always make her pay for it. I can't afford to be running the boarding house buying extra keys all the time. Coming! Coming! Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Is Miss Smith home yet?
Not yet.
Well, I'll wait.
Someone else waiting now for her in the parlor, sir. A lady, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. Paulina.
Hello, Bye.
Oh, you two know each other?
Yes, for some time.
Then I'll leave you. I guess the young lady will be right along. There's an ashtray for your cigar, sir.
Thanks.
I'll just dust it. If there's anything you want, just call.
Thank you.
Well, Paulina, what are you doing here?
Well, you know, I've been worried about Lucy, so I thought I'd just run down and see how she was. You were worried, too, I guess.
You didn't say anything about coming.
No. We just surprised each other.
Paulina, you've been listening to people talk, haven't you?
I hate talk. You know that. How could anything people say affect you and me?
Well, it's true. This isn't the first time I've been here. I should have told you myself, I reckon, but... Well, you said we had to look out for her. You said it the night I took her to the train.
Yes, I said it.
The teapot money, I couldn't help that. She needed something. I intend to return it next week. In fact, I can return it right now. Double it.
Please don't buy. Not now. You see, I really came to see Lucy.
Don't blame her for this, Paulina.
Blame?
Well, she's not an ordinary girl. Not just one of your pupils. She's different. She's... But I suppose you'll think what you want anyway.
I don't think anything. It's what you say. But I reckon you have to say it for yourself.
Well, what can I say? What could any man say? You're here and so am I.
Yes, Bye, that's true. And I don't think Lucy will want to see us both.
Paulina, you don't understand.
If I don't, Bye, you can explain to me. Who'd understand it if I didn't? I'm your wife. I know whatever you did would be right. But I guess you'd have to make me understand.
Where are you going now?
To the station.
Paulina, wait.
We've been married 6 years. 6 very important years to me. Now I feel as if I've been holding my breath all that time. I don't want to let go.
Won't you wait until Lucy comes?
When Lucy comes, it'll be too late.
Don't you want to talk about this?
Yes, I do. But it's easier thinking than talking in your own house.
Paulina.
I could have supper ready. Sausages and a berry pie. But you see, Bye, you'd have to come now to get the early train.
Paulina, I can't. I can't.
Then I reckon I'd better go. The children will be waiting.
Paulina.
Charlie Booth will be back in a moment with the second act of tonight's drama, sponsored by Hallmark greeting cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. Now, here's Dick Calmer.
Folks, this Sunday, May 11th, is a very special day. Yes, it's Mother's Day, the one day of the year when we can really tell our mothers how much they have always meant to us. A Hallmark Mother's Day card will do this so beautifully, for remember, a Hallmark card will say what you want to say the way you want to say it. You see, the makers of Hallmark cards know that we so often leave unsaid the thoughtful and affectionate expressions that every mother likes to hear. So each Hallmark Mother's Day card is created to make your mother doubly happy that you remembered her on her special day. And don't forget that many others you'll want to remember on Mother's Day, like, for instance, your grandmother or that favorite aunt. And when you send a Hallmark card, it means so much more. You see, for more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. That's why discriminating folks look on the back of the cards they send and receive for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends and loved ones you cared enough to send the very best.
Selena moved to Rochester to live. After she left, we heard that Uncle Bai had a second wife. It was a girl we always thought was silly, Lucy Smith. But we never saw him. Nobody spoke about him. Then one day, a letter came to Cousin Ruth.
Oh, it's from Bai, Jess. And what do you think he says? Just listen. I need help if a man ever did. Lucy died 6 months ago, and my three little children have no one to look after them. I'm at work all day, and I haven't been able to find a housekeeper for the wages I can pay. I'll give up the kids if I know they are well taken care of. Is there any family in the town who... What do you think of that?
I'd say Bai's in trouble.
And I'd say it's the wages of sin. Why, Jess, do you think any self-respecting woman in this town would take that woman's children and bring them up?
I wouldn't want to ask them.
It isn't that people are unkind. They'd even stand the extra expense and the work. But everybody here loves Paulina. They may not talk, but they don't forget what happened.
What in the world can Bai do?
I don't know. He was pretty smart about figuring things out before.
What are you going to write him?
That he made his bed and he ought to lie in it. That's what everybody in this town will say. We're Paulina's kin, but her friends will say the same thing. Wonder he dared to write to us at all.
A man will try anything when he's desperate.
No saying how desperate Paulina was when he went skipping off. I'll write him how we feel in this town. I'll be glad to get it off my mind after all these years. The idea. His children by that woman.
But even in our small town, fate had a way of intervening. We heard Uncle Bai broke his leg in an accident. Well, even the most hard-hearted townsfolk couldn't let those children shift for themselves. So the three of them, three nervous, undernourished little ghosts, came to our town to live. After they arrived, they faded into the town's life and were promptly forgotten. It was summer, and Aunt Paulina was coming back to visit. I remember how well she looked the day she came to call on my great aunt.
Well, I must say, Paulina, you're looking fine. Thank you, Aunt Carrie. I should. I'm principal of my school now.
Principal, eh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always said you had brains. Spunk, too. Still doing your knitting.
When your hands get in the habit of holding knitting, they just never drop it.
I expect you heard about Bai.
No, Aunt Carrie, I haven't heard.
You're different from most women, aren't you? Most of them would be so glad to have their revenge, they'd want to talk and talk. Oh, and I think of that man you married, Aunt Carrie.
Oh, don't you worry.
You and I are of the same blood. I wouldn't give him a place to wipe his shoes either. Come in. Come in! Come in! Well, Come in. Don't stand there gaping.
Are you Miss Carey?
Been so for 72 years. What you want, child?
These are the eggs from Mrs. Miller.
What's that? Speak up. I can't abide children who mumble.
I said these are... Bertie, stand up straight.
Goodness, do you have to bring those two babies with you on errands?
They're my brothers. I can't help it.
Can't help what?
I can't help bringing them. They just come.
Aunt Carrie, who are these children?
Don't you know?
I never saw them before.
You ought to guess, Paulina. Just looking at them.
Ought I?
Well, you have to hear someday, Paulina. They're buys by that woman.
Buys? Children? Well, where's their mother?
Oh, don't you know? She died a year and a half ago.
I didn't know.
Daddy broke his leg.
You speak when you're spoken to, child. Now run along, the three of you. Don't dawdle. Somebody be looking for you.
Nobody looks for us, ma'am.
What's your name, dear?
Lucy.
Lucy.
Run along, will you? It's bad enough you're coming here now. You tell Mrs. Miller I'll send her egg money Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And close the door when you go out. Tight.
Who takes care of them?
Anybody with time, I reckon. They'll be going back to their father tomorrow. And I say a good thing.
They're so thin.
Could use some soap and water, too, I reckon. Well, it serves by right. You can't fly in the face of salvation and... Paulina, you're not feeling sorry for them, are you?
And Carrie, you dropped your wool. Here.
What are you thinking about, Paulina?
I was wondering when they wanted to have the strawberry festival this year.
Uncle By's children went back to him in Hartford, and we heard of them only occasionally. He was in debt. His bad leg kept him from working much. But these were distant ripples on our bright summer. And then one day, we heard that Aunt Paulina had taken a little trip.
This is the street driver.
What's the number?
Well, just let me out at the corner.
Better let me take you to the door, lady. This isn't a good neighborhood.
I see plenty of people walking.
Whatever you say, lady. That'll be 25 cents.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'll watch until you get to the door, ma'am.
Lucy?
Hello.
You remember me?
I can't say I do, ma'am. Clemmy, stop picking crumbs off the table.
I was at Miss Carrie's the day you brought the eggs.
Oh. Oh, yes, I remember, ma'am. You smiled at me.
Would you invite me in?
We're just eating, ma'am. Oh. Bertie, get back in your chair. I look after them, ma'am.
Do you?
I can open another can of tomatoes if you'd like some.
No, thank you. I've had breakfast.
It takes me a little while to fix things, you see, ma'am. But I'll try
to... Yes, I see, little Lucy. I also see it's about time somebody came to take care of you. I'll just put my things here on the hook. And the fairy godmother turned the pumpkin into a golden coach. Lucy, hand me another bar of soap. We'll do this closet next. Lunchtime. Clem. A is for applesauce, so good to eat. Now it's getting late, Bertie. You're the first tadpole in the tub. Making pancakes, Lucy. Hot pancakes for supper.
Oh, my.
And you're to eat all you want.
Yes, ma'am.
Lucy, why don't you stop calling me ma'am? We've had a wonderful day together. We're old friends. My name's Aunt Paulina.
Aunt Paulina?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Aunt Paulina, lad. What do you think Daddy will say?
About what, dear?
About your being here, and the house all fixed up and all.
I don't know, Charles. You never know what a man's going to say until he said it.
It wasn't until years later that Lucy told us what happened. There they were, the three children, eating pancakes. Clean napkins around their necks, clean cloth on the table.
Lucy, these are piping hot.
I don't want any more, ma'am.
No, but a little girl as big as you can eat more than 6 pancakes. Why, when I was your age...
Aunt Paulina, ma'am?
Yes, what is it, child?
Daddy, he's coming up the back steps.
Oh. Lucy!
What'll I tell him, ma'am?
Tell him?
Lucy, I got the potatoes and a can of beans. But my leg is bothering me, so I reckon that you just have...
But, Paulina...
Yes. Yes, Clyde.
Paulina.
Supper's ready. I've given the children theirs. I've kept yours hot in the oven.
You... Here.
Don't you think... You'd better sit down and buy.
So, of course, we all went down to Hartford when Aunt Paulina and Uncle Bye got married again.
Shirley Booth, that was a moving performance.
Mr. Bluebird, that lovable little fellow from the latest Walt Disney movie, Song of the South, is now on the new Hallmark Mr. Booth Bluebird Guards. Yes, Mr. Bluebird is the talk of the town, and he's flying into the hearts of everyone in the wings of that gay new hit tune, Zippity-Doo-Dah. So if you want to send an extra bit of happiness, send the new Hallmark Mr. Bluebird Guards. Send them for birthdays, anniversaries, to cheer a sick friend, or just to say hello. Be sure to ask your Hallmark dealer for Mr. Bluebird cards. And you can be doubly sure of sending the happiest kind of greetings.
You're cordially invited to be with us again next week at the same time for another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. If you enjoyed tonight's show, won't you please tell your friends about it and ask them also to tune in for next week's program sponsored by Hallmark greeting cards? At that time, you will hear a stirring, true story of a man who had to choose between his conscience and his heart. Our star will be one of Hollywood's outstandingly popular leading men, Joseph Cotten. Shirley Booth was supported by Everett Sloan in the role of Uncle By. Carl Swenson was your narrator. Uncle By's Two Wives was dramatized by Margaret LeWitt from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloan, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. To be doubly sure of the finest quality, always look in the back of your card for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards and for your friendly Hallmark dealer. You'll find a wide selection of Hallmark cards at America's finest shops and stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.